Wild Terra Cider and Brewing House. Locally owned and locally brewed. Urban Cidery, cider bar focusing on dry and experimental ciders with 18 styles and flavors on tap. Also serving wine, meads, and local beer. They're located on the corner of University and NP Avenue, or you can visit them at wildterraciderandbrewing.com. That was Chaka Khan. She's back with Hello Happiness, Goodbye Sadness. As I mentioned at the start, she has a track called Sugar that you should also check out. It's like sugar, so sweet. I'm not going to sing. We're going to close out the show today with a track by Jesse James. It's called Harakiri. I know this is really cold outside, but we don't want you to commit harakiri out there, okay?
We'll warm up.
Just bundle up. It'll be okay.
Start your car early.
Make sure you start your car in the middle of the night. Buddy system. Don't wander off. If you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. Compassion is not a dirty word. All right. Hasta la pasta, you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next Monday.
Stay tuned for the next program.
KRFF, LP 95.9 FM, Moorhead, Fargo.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Listening to Live at 27. It's me, your host, Katie G. With me in the studio today, I got Bobby. Bobby, say hi to everyone.
How's it going? Can you hear me out there?
Let's see here. Oh, maybe now they can hear
How's
you.
That? If I talk really low? There we go.
Have you ever talked on the radio before?
No, I just assume everybody talks like this.
Give me your best radio voice right now.
Welcome to Live at 27.
Welcome.
What time of day is it, I guess? That's my, like, 10 p.m. voice.
It's only 8.
8 p.m. 8 p.m. is more like this. less seductive, I would say.
Live at 27.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
All right, guys. So before I get started talking to Bobby, I'm going to give you guys a quick update on my Tinder experience. So I asked you guys to send me some GIFs last week. GIFs. I never got the say on what that was, but
I've never heard GIFs.
Never heard. No. We had this discussion last week. Someone said it was GIFs. I didn't know.
I'm not friends with those people, I guess.
Yeah, we're not friends with you if you call it a GIF. So one of them was, it was a GIF of a guy saying, "Hey, you want to meet my parents?" And then the other GIF was this like note being passed like across the table, and it says, "Do you have herpes? Check yes or no." So I sent them to all my Tinder matches, and just wanted to give you an update. I appreciate the "Do you want to meet my family?" one, because someone responded saying yes. So I'm no longer talking to that person. Thank you. And then the best response I got from the herpes one was, he responded with, "You know, if everyone has it, then is it a big deal?"
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never experienced it. They're still alive. It can't be that.
I was like, no, okay. And then I got one response, and it was like they sent a GIF back, and it's them like shrugging like, maybe.
Maybe I do.
Maybe. Is that a big deal for you? So, yeah. I'm not doing so great in the dating department. So today I actually got told by this dude I was like kind of seeing and talking to, or not really seeing, I guess just talking to. He messaged me today and he goes, "Why are you the female version of myself?"
Oh, is that good or bad?
I'm thinking he's politely putting me in the friend zone. So I'm just going to go ahead and accept that.
Does he seem like he loves himself a lot?
No.
Okay.
No, this guy does not at all seem like he likes himself. So yeah, maybe it's not the best. So whatever. Anyways, so just to let you guys know, every show of mine is different. Last week I got asked a lot if this was like a dating show. And I mean, like, it can be if, like, you know, we want it to be, but it's different every single week. So this week I have Bobby in the studio and we're going to talk to him about him and what he does. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. My name is Bobby Peterson. I'm from town, from Fargo. I play in a couple of bands in town. Wild Amphora is like an indie rock band. I play guitar and sing in. And Low Standards is a pop punk original cover band that I sing in. And I play tambourine and I play keyboard on one Linkin Park song.
What?
Yeah.
You guys play a Linkin Park song?
Yeah, just one.
Oh, I have yet to hear that. Do you guys not play that?
It's like late in the night, so people hear it, but then they don't remember it the next morning, I think. They probably thought they were at a Linkin Park concert.
Yeah, that's me. Yep, that would sum me up. So let's talk about Wild Amphora. So what genre is that music?
We always say indie rock, but it's getting kind of jammy, like a lot of riffs and stuff, and the songs are like 6 minutes long at least.
Okay.
So people always think Arcade Fire.
All right.
When you say indie or like the of Monsters and Men, and so I don't know.
So what genre is your hair?
My hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Which band do you think it goes with more?
I think surf punk.
Surf punk?
Or the B-52s. I think that's pretty close.
I like that. Surf punk. So what made you start playing guitar?
I like to sing a lot. So I sang to a lot of like Backstreet Boys songs and stuff. Savage Garden when I was like 10. And I didn't think anyone would just let me be in their band if I was only a singer. And I didn't really bring anything else to the table. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be good looking or not, so I didn't even know if I'd have sex appeal. So I thought playing guitar was a good tool to advertise myself, you know?
That was kind of like the way you were potentially going to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
So you were like, this is what...
At least get a job singing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I started playing guitar one time because I wanted to be like Michelle Branch.
Oh, yeah.
And she had, like, this blue guitar, and she had, like, really dark, long hair, and I had really dark, long hair, and I did it for, like, I don't know, a minute, and then I was like, oh, this is too hard, and I gave up, so that's where I'm at. Do you know who Blink-182 is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've met him one time. We don't go way back or anything.
You don't hang out with, like, Tom DeLonge and stuff?
No, I've seen him in person.
Would you say that... they're one of your favorite bands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm literally only pointing that out because I'm pretty sure that's one of the things Bobby and I have in common is... And your brother does not like Blink-182.
What? Did he say that?
I'm pretty sure he said that
to me. I'm pretty sure he's obsessed with Blink-182.
Okay, because I saw him wearing a shirt. So he might have said it to me, like, just messing with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I...
If my brother said anything to you, he would...
Okay, I'm like, because I'm pretty sure...
He has a Blink-182 tattoo on his arm.
I have one blink. I do not have three. I have one.
Is it one or is it three?
I definitely have three. So anyways,
it's each of their faces on.
It's like
random parts of your body.
Yeah, what I did was I took all the band members of Blink-182 and I like took like each part that I liked from them.
Okay.
Body part wise. But there's no face.
There's no face. Okay.
So it's, I mean, just use your imagination, I guess, right, on that.
So it didn't really affect anything when Tom left the band?
No, well.
Was kicked out.
I used a part of Tom. So, hey, Mom. So do you, being in a band and being in two, do you kind of feel like you're like a constant promotion?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. When you're out, you have to be nice.
Yeah, I feel like that a lot.
You know?
Yep.
Because...
I guess my personality was that anyway.
I was going to say...
I just like to be nice to people just because they're nice to me.
Pretty sure any person I've ever talked to, like, about you, he's such a sweet guy. I'm like, yeah, it's because he's a promotion. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So does Wild Amphora have any shows coming up?
We do, yeah. The next show, we're actually not playing any of our songs. It's my birthday show on February 22nd at the Aquarium, and we're playing all Nirvana songs.
All Nirvana songs?
You don't really get an idea of what we write.
Oh.
Or what genre we are. But.
Okay. And and you guys are playing another show soon.
Yeah. Yep. And then end of March, it was just announced the entire lineup for New Direction Fest.
Woo!
And that's all the last weekend of March.
That's gonna be so
Thursday
awesome.
Through Sunday. Yeah. I'm really excited for that. It's definitely the best lineup they've had so far. A lot of huge bands.
Yeah, for sure. How many shows do you think that you've played with Wild Amphora?
In total?
Yeah.
I'd say
if you had a guess.
50, maybe?
Maybe 50.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever gone on tour together?
Yeah, we've gone on a couple tours.
Do you have any cool tour stories for us?
Yeah, we got a couple. I guess the furthest we've gone is like Cincinnati. And I think it was there we were playing this hole in the wall bar called The Rake. And it was like really thin and dingy. And it's closed now, so it doesn't. Oh. Their feelings aren't going to be hurt or anything. But yeah, it was bar closed and we were really loud band, so we were tearing the place down. There were two people watching us and they enjoyed it, but we were standing outside talking at the van, and just over, I think it was Matt's shoulder, I was talking to this old guy comes out and he does that thing where you're doing something wrong and somebody of authority comes out and they stare at you and just make an angry face until you acknowledge them.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there waiting for Matt to pause talking and it's like 20 seconds of this guy staring at us. And he sees me making eye contact, and Matt turns around. And then he just, in his gruff voice, it was like 2 a.m, he's like, "Hey, some hardworking Americans have to get up in the morning." And he said something about, he called us socialists, which I think it was because we were making fun of his flag, that it was like a Confederate flag that he hung from his window. I think that's what the last straw, why he came down to yell at us.
Of course,
yep.
Of course.
And I don't know if he had a gun or not either. He was hiding his hand, and so we got out of there.
Yeah. Because you guys were standing around talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just talking, like adults. That was our tour with the Naughties, so we were like the dad band, and those guys are partiers. They had their school bus out, and they're fun.
Well, so we are going to listen to a couple songs from Wild Amphora, and then after that, we are going to talk about Low Standards, and we're going to talk about drinking, and we're going to have Bobby do a Truth or Dare on the radio and on Facebook Live. So you got to bear with me because it's my second show, so I'm still learning how to, radio. I got the radio voice down, though.
Yeah.
Radio.
So. You're listening to the radio.
The radio.
Ooh, that was...
I hope you're recording that.
That was good.
Intro from now on.
That's it. That's all I got. So we're going to listen to a couple songs by them, and then we'll come back. And please stick around, because I'm really excited for Bobby to do this Truth or Dare on a live radio. It's going to be great. So we're about to listen to The Absent Refrain by Wild Amphora off of their album Roadkill Parade. Right? This is the one we can listen to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, because, there's some you can't.
Thank you.
for pound, but every word I say is now another nail in the coffin I built out of deception and guilt, buried under suffocating ash and silt. The last time I felt alright, becomes infection when opening old wounds. I almost give chase when I picture your face. It's the only memory that can take me from this place. The last time I felt composed was right before the moment I took off her clothes and forgot who I was and succumbed just because. It's exactly what a self-destructive coward does. But scars are never healed with sorrow.
Than usual breath. Roadkill parade. bottom of the class. With your nose, you say goodbye. You just might wanna say goodnight. Sweep me off my feet. Show me the way to a perfect storm. It's chasing aspiration. This train wreck's empty. Can't run away, I can't ignore. It's lacking all sensations. Oh no, I'm stumbling through this day. I'm on the yellow brick road. What I need is a new brain. Oh no, I'm stumbling through this day. I'm on the yellow brick road. What I need, yeah.
Listen to a couple songs from Wild Amphora, and you actually can find that music on Spotify.
That's right.
Oops. Anyways, so what is your inspiration for Wild Amphora? Like, I know that you're not the only person who writes for that band, right?
No.
So what? We don't have the rest of the band here. So I can't ask them, but if you had to generalize, what's kind of the inspiration for when you guys do write and come up with this music?
I'll make up their answers, what okay. I think they would say. Well, Max and Tyler, the bassist and drummer, are in a doom metal band, and they're into metal a lot. So is Matt a little bit.
Why don't you guys have a metal band?
I know. our new songs are really, like, heavier and riffy.
Yeah.
And then... like, we like a lot of Indian stuff, too, so it's pretty eclectic music that we enjoy. But the problem is that we, like, jam out for a long time, and then we just keep adding stuff to the songs, and then it get longer and longer. So we write a song by just playing it over and over again.
Right, and you guys are like, I actually can't decide what I want and not want in this, so yeah, this is where we're at.
Exactly. And that makes it hard for, like, lyric writing, because you have to write a whole book.
Yeah.
For a really long song.
Exactly.
Or else just rely on the instruments.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just what you would call then a jam band.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go ahead and talk about low standards. So when did you realize you could pass as a singer for a pop punk band?
I've always wanted to do that, I guess. I didn't think I'd ever get to join a band, but I just, my brother and his friend Cody just started playing guitar, and they knew a drummer, and they asked if I wanted to play bass. So that's how I got my hand, because I knew how to play bass a little bit.
And then, like, while you guys were jamming out, you would be, like, randomly, like, ah! And they're like, oh, my gosh, Bobby.
Yeah, I'd, like, give him a side eye, like, hey, did you hear this? You notice?
Did you guys?
They noticed.
Did you guys notice that? I added, did you see that?
Oh, I thought the radio was on.
Can you do an impression of Tom DeLonge?
I can't. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Taylor's going to be so proud. Let's go.
Come here. Please hold my hand for now. Help me. I'm scared. Please show me how to fight this. Hey, guys, this is... No, I can't even talk.
You can't do the voice. You can't...
I'm already sweaty.
Oh, my gosh. That was literally perfect. Yeah. I would do mine, but I'm just...
I can do Mark a little bit. A little bit better.
Let's hear Mark.
Hello there. No, that's terrible.
I could probably do a better Mark with. I feel like I have a deeper voice.
Really? Let's hear it.
No, wait. Okay. Let me. Okay. Nope, I lost it. Hello there. No.
That was better than mine. That was better than mine. The rest of the show is just us doing bad impressions.
Bad impressions of Blink-182. Unless you guys want to hear another impression from someone, please comment on the Facebook page or send me a text, and I will totally give you my impressions of bad singers.
Yeah, I think as a singer in a cover band, I cover the voices
almost
like a parody, though. It's like really treading the line.
Yeah. Who would you say that you sing the best as? What?
I get Eddie Vedder a lot. Like, we do one Pearl Jam song, and I can do that a lot better.
All right, let's hear it.
But then if I do, like...
Let's hear it.
Like, Even Flow. All right, here's Even Flow. Even Flow. Hold her on our butterflies.
Oh, my God, you're nailing it. That, so...
At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops.
So you guys were punked. It's not even Bobby.
No, we got Eddie right here.
He's the one kicking it in the studio. That is good. That is...
Very cheap for hire if you want him on your show, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll probably have to hit him up. So recently you did your 10,000th hair flip with Low Standards.
That's right.
How did that feel?
About the same as all of them, I guess. Kind of greasy. It's towards the end of the night, so. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. My hair gets really greasy.
I'm sure it does. Mm-hmm. But you guys did play 10,000 shows.
We marketed it as our 10,000th show. At Dempsey's, that was like last May.
Was it actually your 10,000th show?
No. Well, the thing is, we thought that it was so obviously not our 10,000th show that everybody would be like, oh, haha, that's funny. Because another band in town had played their 2,000th show, and they're like a professional band that plays all the time.
Yeah.
And we did the math. It's really fun for me to tell people the math, because for you to play 10,000 shows, if you played a show a night, it would take you 28 and a half years to play 10,000 shows. And I was the only member of the band that was older than that.
Oh my
gosh. So if I started when I was a baby, but then I think we figured that the amount that we were a band, it would have taken you like 7 shows a day, every day, for 4.5 years.
Okay. So...
So, yeah, getting this all out in the open, everybody, that wasn't our 10,000th show.
It wasn't their 10,000th show. And
I'm probably not going to play a 10,000 in my lifetime.
And I bet everyone, including myself, feels really dumb.
Well, yeah, it's like kind of the thing that you don't really think about. What if we said 100,000?
I don't know. I think I was blinded by all the white T-shirts with the permanent marker on them.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there's so many zeros. It's so cool.
We've made it such a spectacle, too.
That's like last week someone was talking about aviation, and they were talking about airplanes, and I was like, what is aviation? And they're like, airplanes, like aviators, and it was just, I just felt really dumb. That reminds me, though, I have a joke. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even believe I'm about to say this joke. All right. What do we want? low flying airplanes. When do we want it?
All right. That's the best airplane theme joke all day.
Did everyone die of laughter? Do we no longer have listeners because you all died of laughter? Because that's what I'm assuming.
You might have ended time right.
Oh, okay. So how many shows have you guys played?
I
feel
don't
so
know.
Dumb.
I would say...
It's literally on this cue card.
I wish we were counting, too.
Okay.
It's not 1,000.
Okay, but check it. So check it. If your brosif is listening right now, I'm sure he can back me up on this. You guys may have not played 10,000 shows, but you 100% have experienced Bobby do 10,000 hair flips.
For certain. Absolutely.
Like, yep. Well, there was that one time that you had, like, didn't you have, like, shaved, like, almost a shaved head?
Yeah.
I saw on your album cover you have, like, a pretty, like, thick beard.
Yeah.
And you look so buff. And I'm just like, who took these photos?
Chow took those photos. Dan Virchow. And the day of.
He's so good. He's so good at, especially with making your muscles look like.
I feel like he manually did that in his workshop.
Shout out to Chow. Thank you so much for helping Bobby out with his album cover with the muscles. So
I wore a hat too, so I didn't really get to show my hair off.
Yeah.
But the beard I colored with a box dye.
No, you
so
did.
So yeah, it was pitch black.
That's
why it looks so dark, which is weird because I like rarely even had a beard at that time.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, who is this human being? And I mean, that's how Bobby looks, you guys. If you see he's got a really, really dark beard and he has like huge muscles.
Yep.
That's real life.
That's right.
So
actually, I think I misspoke. I think Carlos took most of our photos with my black beard.
With the black beard.
I'd say. Yeah.
So we're going to call that the black beard photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call it that.
I'm down with that. My mom texted me. She said pink. What does that mean? Mom.
She wants us to play a song by Pink.
Oh, mom, do you want us to sing Pink for you? No, we're not doing that right now. Okay. Maybe later though. We'll totally do that for you. So what's your favorite part about being in Low Standards?
Getting to play all the songs that I've always wanted to play since I was in high school, junior high, like your Smash Mouth and your Third Eye Blind and stuff. I didn't think I'd ever get to do that in front of people unless it was karaoke.
Yeah.
You know?
So have you ever had a bra thrown on stage?
I think we've had one, I would say. Yeah.
Who do you think it was for?
Probably Luke. Luke gets a lot of attention. Gary, too. Gary drum for us, and he's in the military, and he has huge muscles.
Not photoshopped muscles. My mom said, "Oh, she did. She said that we would do an. I did say we would do an impression.
Oh yeah,
I did
a pink impression.
Ooh, mom.
Yeah, the party start.
Yeah. Okay,
that's a song cue.
She's kind of got that voice. Get this party started on a Saturday night. Nope, I lost it. Sorry, Mom. I butchered that for you.
I hope she was looking for a butchered one.
Yeah, right. You were, Mom, Mommy. Were you looking for a whatever? So she said she laughed, so it's good.
Okay.
Is it hard to balance everything? Because you do have a full time job.
Yep.
And you are in two bands.
Yep.
And you know, have a personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have this. Hello. I host trivia, and I'm a full-time, we just call it a homeless advocate. And I don't even have time to match my socks or stop at the liquor store.
Oh, no.
So I don't have time for anything. So how do you do it?
I don't know. That's just pretty much all I do. That's what I focus on is the band stuff.
We just do.
Yeah, we just do it. And anytime, like even if I go see a show, I secretly want to be playing it the entire time.
Yes.
So I get really restless when I'm watching other bands. Like, let me up there.
Just let me come hang out. Just give me the microphone. Why don't you go take a break? Go take a shot.
Yeah. Just,
you know,
I'll noodle around.
Go
there.
Chill out. It's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Does Low Standards have any shows coming up?
We do, yeah. Next one up is February 8th and 9th at the Pickled Parrot. Yeah, we're taking like a month off for last show was in like early January, but we kind of because of the government shutdown took a break. So it's been nice. Not because of the government shutdown, but just in solidarity. It just kind of like lined up that way.
Right. We're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over.
Okay. All right, Bobby, are you ready for some truth or dare?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Dare. Okay. So do you know the Fortnite Orange Justice song or dance?
No.
Okay.
Is it flossing?
So it's not flossing, but I did learn that Fortnite has like a bunch of different dances.
Really?
I'm going to show you. No, you poor soul. I'm going to show you this video. I'm showing him a video of what the Orange Justice Fortnite dance move.
Okay, I kind of get it. That guy has wings, though. I don't know if that's cheating.
All right, so my boy, Marcelo, he's so funny. Because it's a known fact, or it's been told, that this dance move goes with every song.
Really? Okay.
And so he is constantly posting stuff of him doing this dance move to random songs. So your dare is you are going to do this Orange Justice Fortnite song dance to your song, Just Friends by Low Standards, via Facebook Live when I play the song.
All right. I think I can do that.
And like I said, the gist of it is supposedly this dance goes to every song. So you should be able to nail it. I feel like some people kind of go a little slow. I can't do it. I've tried it. I'm not even ashamed to say that I've tried it, but I've tried it. So I'm going to... I'm sorry.
The video game characters don't have facial expressions on, though, and I'm not sure what face I should make. Should I be smiling? Or like...
What face?
Seriously into
what
it or
face,
something?
What face should you be making? You're about to
like I smelled something.
That's called a stanky. Is it the stank face?
Stanky leg.
You
make the stanky face when you do it.
I
thought so.
I've never done it. So, but whatever. We'll go ahead and I'm gonna play Just Friends by Low Standards. There's actually a music video out for this song. I know a couple people in this music video.
Oh yeah.
So, but that's all I'm gonna say about that. I just know some peeps. You can find that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I don't know where else.
Facebook page. MTV3, I think, has it on rotation.
Whoa. That's pretty dope. Okay, so I'm going to play the song, and then we'll get Bobby ready to go here. Do you guys hear my mic moving? How do I?
Oh, that's what that is.
I swear. What are you talking about? I'm a professional, okay? I do this, like, all the time. All right, so, all right. We will see you guys via Facebook Live here in just a second.
On someone else's floor, maltried, my neck is sore, and it's no surprise when I realize the headrest on my chest is yours. Even though last night we promised to keep our space, three drinks in and a brush at your skin, and suddenly you're a sucking face. So tell me, what did we get into? But more importantly, what did I get into? You say we're just friends and I'll stop showing doubt when we can go a whole party without making out. If you asked me, I'd say that we were meant to be miserable, malcontent, jealous and apologetic, but together. Together. I'm such a bad friend. I keep getting more. Your type. I'm intelligent, I'm not a douche, my shirts aren't way too tight. Every inch you give me, I wanna get four and a half back. You're a Hoover Dam with a couple holes and I'm waiting for you to crack. It's a fun little game,
like a tennis match romance. But the only back and forth I wanna do is a forbidden dance. You say we're just friends and I'll stop showing doubt when we can go a whole party without making out. If you ask me, I'd say that we were meant to be. Miserable, malcontent, jealous and apologetic, but together. You start seeing him, and now we never talk. I guess it's hard picking up the phone when you're holding his hand. Inappropriate boundaries, sabotaging dates, trying to make you jealous by hitting on your roommate. Whoa. Malcontent, this pretense is getting pathetic. You say we're just friends and I'll stop showing doubt when we can go a whole party without making out. If you ask me, I'd say that we were meant to be. Miserable, malcontent, lovers without benefits. Miserable, malcontent, jealous and apologetic, but together.
All right, so hopefully you guys tuned in to that awesome live video that just happened, because that was, oh gosh, that was so great. That was, okay, so I've never done like a live video, so like that took a second to figure out. And then, you know, with all the love to Bobby, that was.
I had to do some stretches and stuff. He had to wait for a little bit.
Yeah, and had to get the hair, had to get the hair right.
Of course, yeah.
I brought hairspray. Specifically,
so the hairspraying was like a minute and a half,
and then figuring out the live video was like another like 20 seconds, and then obviously Bobby trying to figure out this dance move.
Mm-hmm.
Next,
I didn't have any time to practice at all.
I will tell you guys, I told Bobby was we were gonna do a truth or dare, and because I just needed to make sure he'd agree to it, and he said he would, and he was like, is it going to be a surprise? And I was like, yes. I did not want him to know what it was.
I just said I trust you.
you did say that. And like, I was like, oh, okay. Yep, this is totally fine. This is cool. This is normal. So, yeah. So, okay. So we just listened to the song Just Friends by Low Standards. And I gotta ask you about a lyric in this song.
Okay.
Pretty sure you Pretty sure you already know. In the song Just Friends, the lyric is, every inch you give me, I want to give 4.5 back.
Yeah. You got a specific question?
just kind of wondering if that's about, I mean, anything specific. All you have to do is say if it's something specific or not. We don't have to go, well, we can't really go into detail because we're on the radio, but.
Okay.
Is it about what I think it's about?
I would say, probably yes. But, every song I write just grabs from a bunch of different experiences and stuff. So it might not necessarily be about me.
I mean, you had to know I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I told you beforehand. I said,
I haven't been grilled on it before. Yeah.
You haven't?
No, surprisingly.
Nope. No, what is anyone even?
I think they just assume, they're like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Like, we already know. We already know.
Yep.
What was your inspiration for using the lyric sucking face?
I don't know. I always change that when I do it live, too. I don't like it.
I'm like, bruh.
I change it to, and suddenly we're on third base, which, like, rolls off the tongue way better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of moms, like, I don't like that lyric very much.
Sucking face? Well, I just... Ugh. I'm 27. I don't think I suck face.
I don't know. I don't know what the purpose would be. Like,
what is?
Are you trying to suffocate somebody?
What is sucking face? Now I'm confused. Now I need to know. What is sucking? I'm not going to Google it.
I just imagine somebody having hickeys on their cheeks and stuff.
Right? Like, yeah. What is that? What are you doing? Anyways, I did get a text saying that someone really could relate to that song, Just Friends.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Well, is it?
I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, it's not the best experience.
I'm like, do you listen to your songs, Bobby?
I don't know.
In your shirts aren't too tight.
Are you? I get a lot of flack for that one, too. I get made fun of at work for tight shirts all the time, yeah.
I actually did bash on a dude one time who was, like, hitting on me, and I was like, he was what you described in this song with the shirt too tight, and I thought I was so clever, and I was like, what, do you shop at Baby Gap?
Oh, I get that all the time.
Oh, you
do? Is that a general? I thought my friends were hilarious, and they came up with that on their own.
Oh, actually, your friends probably stole it from me?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Is what I'm kind of thinking.
For the record, this shirt is from Hot Topic, and it's a small. I feel like.
We're on the radio, so you, well, actually, they saw you on Facebook Live, so you guys should see that his shirt is a level of tightness.
Yeah.
I
feel like such a little kid in a medium, though. You know,
yeah.
I'm, like, drowning in it. Like, my big brother gave it to me because I fell in the mud, so I had to wear his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I just feel... I would say 60% less attractive if my shirt's not painted on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's really not too tight. Or it is. I don't know. Most
of what I'm saying, I think, on the show is just all lies.
That's good.
All right. You can't see my ridiculous grin when I'm saying everything. But,
So basically, the interview with Bobby has been nothing but lies.
All lies. Yep.
It was all lies.
But you learn a lot of truth, too.
Do you, though?
I know. Not if you tuned out when everybody else did.
4.5.
Yeah.
Do we, though? Sucking face. It's a great song, though.
Your Wild Amphora lyrics are poetic, though, right?
I feel like there's poetry somewhere deep down inside of all these songs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you, did you write Just Friends?
Yeah.
Do you care to share what the inspiration? Who? What?
No. Yeah.
Who or what?
I guess there's a lot of confusion because it's about the friend zone, but
hey, I'm in that.
Like, yeah.
What's up?
The friend zone gets a lot of flack because people take it the wrong way. Like, they think that the friend zone is that when you're friends with somebody and then they're not, like, into you, so you get all mad about it. Like, oh, you just want to be friends with them? You're just using me for your friendship? But that's not the friend zone. Friend zone is when you are good friends and you do, like, that kind of stuff. Like, you're making out once in a while and stuff, but you don't want to take it to the next level. So you're kind of, like, half dating. And one of you doesn't want to take the next step, but the other one does.
Yeah, so I'm totally in the friend zone.
Yeah.
What up? Someone come join me out here. The water's fine.
But just to make it clear, like, nobody owes you to going out with you or anything, you know?
Yeah.
You should be happy you're getting the amount that you get, right?
What?
I don't know, yeah. Or you should just cut it off completely.
I feel like
I feel like is a lot more healthy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, regardless, as long as everyone's happy and healthy, especially our listeners, we appreciate that. If you're in the friend zone, it's cool.
Yeah.
According to Bobby,
friends and
according to Bobby, he says friend zone is cool.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play Metaphor by Low Standards.
Yep. That was our last single. And that also has a music video.
Also has a music video, you guys. I didn't watch the music video, though. So I may or may not know anyone in that video.
Maybe. I'm in it.
Do we, what? Oh, you're in that? You're in the music video.
That was lame and unnecessary. Yeah, I mean.
So my grandma just texted saying, I think sucking face means kissing.
Oh, okay, good. That's a lot better. Yeah, I can vouch for kissing.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you so much, Grandma, for giving me that clarification.
She has Urban Dictionary pulled up, I think.
She probably does.
I hope not.
Does anyone want to hear any, why, why, Mom? Why with the shock faces? Anyone want to hear one last impression? Because we're going to play this song. And then probably going to have to ball out because it's already like almost 9 o'clock and that's our time.
Yeah, it's getting close.
So last impressions, guys. Anyone out there? I don't really have any, so I'm kind of hoping none of you guys actually want one.
Sure, I want to mention again my birthday show, February 22nd. Wild and Four is playing a Nirvana set, and it's 90s rock night. We did that last year. We just added an extra band. It's not a 90s band, just for a bonus. We're playing My Chemical Romance, a set of that, and then Blink-182, Weezer,
what?
And
that's awesome.
Green Day. So, yeah.
And then also, real quick, aren't you doing like another side project?
I play solo a lot, and I'm trying to get a lot more weddings this year. I did like 5 or 6 last summer, and I just play acoustic or piano and sing. I'll do like first dances and pretty much play any song you want me to, and I'll make it all weddingy.
Weddingy.
It's really sappy and sweet, and it's whatever you want.
That's awesome. So talk to Bobby about booking him for a wedding show. Also,
or if like any occasion, I guess, you know,
like a kid's birthday party.
Kid's birthday, yeah. I'll do a Disney song, you know.
Sorry, I was laughing at my own joke from like a week ago.
Oh,
remember I told you about it, the Snapchat, and I was like, "Hey, this is Katie, and you're watching the Disney Channel." And I drew I drew a knot, a Mickey's ears, Mickey ears, yeah. Okay, and then what else? Nothing. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Come see us Wild and Four at the New Direction Fest, end of the month, end of March. My birthday show, February 22nd. You can see Wild and Four and members of Low Standards there. And that's at the Aquarium as well. And then Low Standards is at Pickled Parrots on February 8th and 9th.